Hello there. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you your daily dose of industry news with Financial Services Online. It's Tuesday, the 28th of January, 2025. We begin with a technological surprise out of China that has sparked a tremor through global markets. Tech startup DeepSeek has caught the world's attention, unveiling a new open-source AI model that rivals OpenAI's ChatGPT. The shockwaves were felt immediately, with notable declines across global stock markets. Tech stocks bore the brunt, with Nvidia seeing a 7% drop and U.S. NASDAQ and S&P 500 futures falling by over 3% and 2% respectively. Currency markets were also affected as the U.S. dollar faltered, potentially linked to tariff threats on Colombia. In the week ahead, watch for crucial monetary policy decisions from the Federal Reserve and ECB. In regulatory news back home, the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, or SFEFA, has voiced its support for the Australian Securities and Investments Commission to become the primary regulator for scam oversight in the superannuation sector. Advocating for streamlined resources and optimized regulatory measures, ASFA proposes an alteration to existing regulatory powers. They believe this move will not only boost the sector's security measures, but also allow for judicial discretion regarding severe financial penalties. Moving over to the housing market, CoreLogic data has revealed some intriguing trends across the nation's capital cities. In Sydney and Melbourne, dwelling values are showing a slight downtrend, which some experts believe signals potential mortgage stress due to increased property listings. Brisbane and Perth's real estate markets are also seeing changes, with value growth slowing down and an increase in supply. Notably, a rise in falling property values is being witnessed in Brisbane, a trend not seen in 2 years. Wrapping up our bulletin today, we look to the Australian Capital Territory that has launched an inquiry into rising insurance costs affecting businesses and community organizations. With specific focus areas like workers, compensation, and climate change impacts, this inquiry aims to unravel why insurance costs are spiking and explore ways of mitigating them. Recommendations for industry improvements and policy models are eagerly expected from this initiative. And that wraps up our report for the day. All the need-to-know financial stories you need in one place. I'm Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, where we make insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management simpler for you. For more details, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, and we'll see you again tomorrow.